Help! I'm stuck in the Anthropocene. This epoch of time when all Earth systems are being altered by us, we humans. Our plastics crowd the oceans. Our cars, our cows, our planes foul the air. Air that we and all creatures breathe. We humans multiply and multiply, crowding out resources for other life forms. We plunder and pillage, yet rarely replenish. Let us change our ways, that we may solve this tangled climate measurement time.
Hi, Ursus Martimimus. Polar bear to you. I'm stuck here, too. The skies and the oceans are melting my icy floes, killing off my dinners of tasty seals. My waters are ripe with plastics. The humans increase. We polar bears, not so much.
Oh, no. Is there no escaping the Anthropocene? Now I long for the Holocene, those thousands of years of mostly stable climate. How I long for an environmental protection agency that works. That works for all of us, that works for all the Earth. Not just for extractors and profiteers. Oh, yes, there is no escaping the Anthropocene. I'm afraid not, dearie. We have to change our ways, our values, our expectations. It's not that hard to do. Give us leaders to show the way, free presses to inform us, governments to support, not denigrate us. Ignore the 45th and his henchmen, the Pruitts, the Barrs, the Carsons, the McConnells. Find the true ancient values of our early ways.
Oh, hairless caterpillar, I long to see you butterfly, frog, and centipede. You've been choked by carbon, methane, and pesticide.
Gotta get into action. Gotta kick some butt. Who you gonna call? What you gonna do? The die-off is big. The seas keep rising. The ice keeps melting. Humans keep increasing. Critters lie silent on the road.
Where goest thou, snake, salamander, snail, worm, slug, potato bug? Bee, I hive and befriend thee. Robin, thou art now rare. Quail, rarely quiggling cross my road. But fox, yes, coyote too. Wild turkey, anew.
Thine are the heavens, the earth and mighty waters, and we are earth's stewards. Most of us know we've done a lousy job. Our leaders continue on as before. We have exploited and exhausted Earth's gifts instead of treasuring and augmenting them. Now some people want to mine the heavens, colonize the planets, spreading the Anthropocene far and wide. Gods and goddesses, and all human leaders, I call on you for guidance before it's too late.
We were warned. We didn't heed. There were many voices, scientists, environmentalists, even poets. Revere these names. Henry David Thoreau, John Muir, Rachel Carson, James Hansen, Paul Ehrlich, David Brower, and Wendell Berry.
And don't forget the other Berries, Lopez and Commoner, and E.F. Schumacher, Edward Albee, Al Gore, Naomi Klein, Bill McKibben, even Dr. Seuss warned us.
We can read, we can write, but we can't always hear. Time for change is now. Are you listening? Who can change this course we're on too long? Ask those who don't agree to check their wallets.
This is my song, O God of all the nations. A song of peace for lands afar and mine. This is my home, the country where my heart is. My hopes, my dreams, my holy shrine. But other hearts in other lands hearts are beating. With hopes and dreams as true and high as mine. My country's skies were bluer than the ocean. And sunlight beams on clover, leaf, and pine. But other lands have sunlight too, and clover. And skies were everywhere as blue as mine. Oh, hear my song, thou God of all the nations. A song of peace for their land and for mine. Voices by Felix Justice, Robin Hayden, Marilee Snow, The Harvard Chorale, recorded and mixed by JoJo Razor, 2019.